Online. Written by Fianli Phoebe, narrated by Rhea 314. Fandom, The Murderbot Diaries, rating general audiences, no archive warnings apply. Relationship, asshole research transport, and Murderbot. I stumbled into Art's engine room. The humans that attacked Art were smart. Smarter than either of us expected. And when I had a moment to think about that, I would. But at the moment, I was having a hard time staying conscious. I disliked my organic processing matter in general, but at times like this, it came in handy. I really wanted to sit down. I know I mentioned once how humans sat down at any opportunity, and right then, I was thinking they had the right idea. They'd backed me to the engine room, and I'd managed to finally kill the last one right outside the open door. I was leaking, and they'd done something to Art's greater electrical grid, and all of its drones were down. Art could barely keep its feet up, and I'd gotten hit in a part that I didn't remember ever getting hit before. A lucky strike that damaged my internal power storage, and took out my ability to start my recharge cycle. I collapsed on the floor of the engine room, on the way to one of the chairs. "I am repairing as fast as I am able," said Art. I just nodded and pressed my forehead against the floor. Why couldn't I have one moment where things didn't go to shit? Everything had been fine. The cargo run entirely normal, then raiders with some kind of fucking alien tech. Why does my life have alien tech all the time lately? Almost too many raiders for me to handle, and I can handle a lot. "Can you get to my engine?" I felt Art's overwhelming attention through the feed. Or maybe it just felt like that because I was fading in and out. That wasn't good. My vision was fading and my temperature controls had failed entirely. Did Art always keep it this cold in the engine room? Or did its environmental controls fail? "Yeah," I sent. Because that's what Art needed to hear, and tried to make my limbs do what I wanted. The low power warning became a blaring alarm as I tried to get up. I collapsed back on the floor and, huh. I didn't know Art was able to make my local feed address sound demanding, a scream through the feed. It didn't matter because that was when my power cell failed and everything went dark. I came back online slowly. I realized I was leaning against something solid and my arm felt weird. My vision finally came online and I looked around. I raised my arm and saw the wires going from an open flap around my gun port to Art's engine. They were stripped of the protective casing and bound with wires coming out of an open panel. If I saw a human try something like this, I would yell at them. But I guess a human wouldn't know what they were doing. It had my schematics, so if anyone could make sure digging around in my insides didn't fry something important, it would be Art. One of its repair drones sat next to my leg, its limbs resting on my knee. It must have used that for the delicate wire work. I let my arm drop. "Art?" The sudden heavy blanket of its attention surprised me, and it took several seconds for me to adjust. Ugh, I felt like I was moving in slow motion. "Were you able to repair?" "Not yet. Aside from the drone needed to move and connect you. My engine was the closest power source." "I would have been fine, you know. It was just a power failure, not a memory wipe." "You were still priority." Then I realized Art sounded scared. That was silly. I'd killed all the humans that tried to fuck with us. And Art would have said if anything had changed. Its presence became heavier, wrapping around me in the feed like an even larger blanket, but somehow not smothering. I tried to suppress a shiver. My temperature controls hadn't come back online yet, and the room was still cold. "I'm sorry. I cannot run my processes at normal levels while you are directly connected. It would burn out your power cell. Environmental processes are one of many I had to put on standby, Art said, like it was distressing to do. It took me way too long to figure out why. Art constantly ran second-by-second checks on every part of itself, attention split across all its processes. If it paused enough of them, we would look like we were close to dead in space. It had pulled every part of attention that it could into this room with me, to focus on not drawing too much of its own power. The closest comparison was if a human tried breathing through one of those straws that they put in children's drinks. Art was basically holding its breath. For me. I couldn't think of anything to say that didn't make me sound like an asshole, and I didn't want to sound like an asshole right now. The power failure must have fucked me up somehow, because I rested my hand on the drone's casing and let myself run my fingers over the smooth exterior. One of its spindly hands reached out and grasped my shirt sleeve. It had been pushed up to my elbow so the drone could open the inorganic part of my arm. The connection to the power supply felt like how a human's heartbeat sounds, a regular rhythm beating between us. Humans would know that there would be a fluctuation in a power source, but they wouldn't be able to experience it like this, or even be able to understand how it felt. Art was, in the most literal way, feeding life into me, while holding itself still so it wouldn't overwhelm and cause harm. The emotion from thinking about that was overwhelming enough. I thought for a moment about starting an episode of Sanctuary Moon, but I was still barely functional, and there was no way Art had the ability right now. I closed my eyes and let the heartbeat of its energy supply beat between us. So we just existed in the vastness of space, together. The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post. Thank you for listening.